Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Adnan Dilha, who is the head of mergers and acquisitions for Mozito in the EMEA region. Adnan, thanks for joining me today.
My pleasure, Karen.
So we're here to talk specifically about what Mozito has done to expand its presence in the region with an acquisition of Netcash, which is an interesting mobile financial services platform. Tell us a little bit about Netcash and why you found it to be an attractive target of acquisition for Mozito.
I think with Netcash, we saw a huge opportunity to invest in one of the newest and fastest growing mobile money providers in Zimbabwe, you know, a company that had a number of key commercial contracts in place that we saw would make the business successful. You know, also in Zimbabwe, there's been a huge effort by the government to encourage foreign investment, and for us, it's made it a tremendous opportunity. Since we've acquired the business in January, the company now has about 3,000 agents and 200,000 customers, which clearly reflects the strength of the mobile financial services sector in Zimbabwe. And one of the most interesting features, I have to say, of the Netcash platform is that, you know, any phone, regardless of the network or the operator, can be used as a payment tool. And Netcash was the only mobile money operator in Zimbabwe that has this unique feature. In a country where many people have old mobile devices, this platform provides a financial inclusion. And, you know, for our business, financial inclusion is a key principle.
So my understanding is that Netcash has a particular capability with bill payment and specifically utility services, which I think is an interesting anchor to lots of other mobile money features that consumers can build around and certainly Mozito can enable. Can you describe what that capability is?
Sure. So with electricity payment, the company has a relationship with the local government electricity provider. And what this enables is for consumers to directly purchase electricity on their mobile phone. So they don't have to, you know, queue up for hours or commute for hours to a local electricity outlet to purchase electricity in a market that is largely prepaid. There are other services that the company is offering, like inbound and outbound remittances through a partnership with MoneyGram. Now, this is key given, you know, the huge unemployment rate in Zimbabwe means that a lot of people are working abroad. And what our relationship with MoneyGram provides is a way in which people can send money in a secure and safe way to family members.
It's a very interesting capability, and I think, as you mentioned, it does lend itself to any mobile phone platform, which is clearly an important first step with financial inclusion initiatives. What is the state of mobile money in Zimbabwe?
Well, if you look at Zimbabwe and think about the history, there's been a lot of historic hyperinflation in the currency. And what this has meant since around 2004, I'd say, is that there's been a clear demand for a mobile finance product. And now if you look at the statistics, it's hugely impressive. I think almost 50% of Zimbabwe's GDP is transacted through mobile.
Wow.
So there clearly is momentum for Zimbabwe to move towards Africa's first cashless society.
So that's impressive. I wasn't aware that mobile had made such inroads in Zimbabwe. Is it because of platforms like Netcash in enabling real services across any mobile device?
I think that's absolutely right. I think, you know, companies like Netcash have paved the way for secure forms of finance. You know, it's meant in a country where there wasn't strong the belief or understanding of the local currency and fluctuation. It's meant that people can transact in a very easy, convenient, and safe way. So it is due to such companies like that. And, you know, the increasing product offering of mobile finance service companies like our Netcash are reducing the need for people to carry cash. I think this is going to be, it's hugely helpful already and will continue to be for people across Zimbabwe. And as we expand into other African countries, I think we'll look to continue that momentum across the continent.
I was going to ask you about this particular acquisition with respect to expanding outside of Zimbabwe to other countries in Africa using this platform and capability. Can you comment a little bit on that?
Of course. So, you know, one of our biggest principles is establishing a presence globally and helping bring financial inclusion to the globe. And you know, Africa is a key focus of our global efforts. And you know, I'm on the ground a lot across the continent. We've spent time in Nigeria, in Cameroon, the Ivory Coast, and other countries, building relationships, looking at opportunities, assessing which makes the most sense. And part of that effort, we were going to bring the technology that we have and send the technology to Netcash across Africa. It's an important effort for us.
Well, Adnan, thanks very much for giving us the benefit of your insights about the platform of Netcash and how it fits into your strategy, but obviously impressive results of what it has done for the people of Zimbabwe and creating not only financial inclusion, but a reliable and safe way for them to transact. Thanks very much.
Thank you.